This spotlight on soybeans is brought to you by Missouri soybean growers and their checkoff. University of Missouri weed scientist Kevin Bradley spoke at the Show Me Soy School about dicamba drift injuries to sensitive plants. He says at least 135 dicamba injury investigations are happening in Missouri.
There is physical drift right out of the sprayer. There is some tank contamination, and there's also secondary drift, which means volatility. There's movement after the application has occurred, and all three of those things contribute, and all three of those things have been happening.
Bradley says a number of experiments have confirmed dicamba's volatility.
We're not into arguing about that anymore. There's volatility. We're focused on what we can do about it. Is there any way we can reduce it or minimize it and keep this technology for those farmers that want to keep on using it?
You can learn more online at mosoy.org. From Missouri soybean growers and their checkoff.